We're about halfway through the summer, time to update your summer music playlist, and our friends at the Alt Latino podcast have some suggestions. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are the hosts. They join us once a month to talk music, and as usual, they brought along a wide variety of styles. Felix, you brought the first track, so what are we listening to here?
Okay, this album is called Hecho en Mexico, and the group is called Money Chicha. Now, chicha is a style of music from the jungles of Peru, developed in the 1960s, that can best be described as psychedelic cumbia. And this group is yet another offshoot of some very talented musicians in Austin, Texas, called Grupo Fantasma. They also did an amazing Latin funk cover of Black Sabbath last year.
I just learned a whole new phrase, psychedelic cumbia. Now, Jazz, you are usually the one who's really upbeat, but I guess you brought something kind of chill this time?
Yeah, you know what? I just moved to New York.
The energy is getting to you, right?
Yeah, I kind of found that lately I've been wanting to listen to some more relaxed, chilled out music with a glass of wine. And something that fell on my lap was Stella Santana. She is the daughter of Carlos Santana, but she has a totally different sound. Just really chill and ethereal. Check it out. This is Friends.
You know, Carlos Santana has a son named Salvador Santana who's also making music on his own. And both of the kids are playing nothing what their dad was doing.
All right, now your next artist name, Jazz. The name, when translated, means conscious pencil?
Yeah, Lápiz Consciente, another artist that I just recently discovered. And he's from Dominican Republic, and he has a new song called Internacional. And I just love the beat, and he's a really good rapper. And the beat is awesome. I listened to it all morning long. Soy. Volvió el terrorista, el rapero que te explota cualquier pista, el varón que se lo mete a las mujeres de lo artista. Del movimiento urbano soy protagonista, no me gustan chapeadoras si no salen en revista. Yo al fónico. So yeah, this morning I was listening to this track, like feeling like such a boss with my sunglasses on, coming in on the really sweaty subway.
That's when it just sort of you can't stop, you know, moving to somehow,
yeah,
it seems to
great.
Me. Yeah,
it's great. Maybe not so great to listen to it in a crowded subway because you want to start dancing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right, Felix, what have you got for us?
Okay.
Now
I brought in something familiar but with a slight twist. Check this out. Right?
Huh. Nice. I know who this is.
I don't.
Is this El Tri?
This track is, yes it is. It's from an album called Quiero Credence, okay? It's a collection of Latin artists covering Credence Clearwater Revival, okay? Now this track is one of my favorites. This is the legendary Mexican rock band El Tri with the vocalist Alex Lora. They're covering the song we all know, Proud Mary, but the lyrics are changed to reflect the immigrant experience of coming to the U.S. So the chorus, so the chorus of Rolling on the River refers to El Rio Bravo or the Rio Grande. It's a very powerful transformation that speaks to the spirit of the album. And the entire album is just an amazing selection of artists and arrangements. Bands like Ozomatli, Los Lobos, but also rockers from Latin America like Enanitos Verdes. It's a great, great record. It's a perfect album for summer road trips.
And as always, this is a great and interesting and eclectic selection, guys. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are the hosts of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly show about Latino arts and culture. They also double as summer music playlist consultants. Hit them up on their website for suggestions. They are at npr.org/altlatino. Thank you again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.